So the Citizens Research Council of Michigan has released their comprehensive evaluation of data centers and kind of the risk rewards of all of it. And one of the things that they find is that while large-scale hyperscale facilities should be scrutinized, there should be some sort of oversight of them, like how much power they're using, how much water they use. Mm-hmm. Are they using the recycling system? Are they drawing from fresh water every single use? How loud are they? All of these things should be taken into effect, and they should certainly be regulated to some degree. But some of these data centers aren't mega centers. Some of them are smaller.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, you might just think it's a, you know, a business park.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all of these things have come out. Pluses and minuses to all of that. It was all part of this report that was released. Eric Lufer is the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan and joins us once again this morning. Eric, it's good to have you back.
I'm always happy to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about it. What went into the evaluation of this report when it comes to the pluses and minuses to having these data centers here in the state of Michigan? What did you find?
Yeah, so data centers have really become the boogeyman in the court of public opinion, and there's a lot of perceptions of them. So we've tried to dig into each of those issues, as you said, the power, the water, the noise issues, things like that, and really get down to the facts, really follow the facts to understand what's happened in other places, look at it in the Michigan context. The fact that we're an industrial state surrounded by a lot of water, we've lost a lot of industry that's created excess capacity for our electric companies. The fact that we're closing power plants is freeing up a lot of water use, that we're actually using less water now than we were 6 years ago. So just following the facts and trying to provide an understanding for everyone so that we can still agree to disagree on whether they're good or bad, whether they're helpful for Michigan's economy or not. But let's start with a basic understanding of what happens with them, what resources do they draw upon, and how will that affect us?
Eric, your findings suggest that Michigan may actually be well positioned for this kind of development compared to other states. What advantages does the state have that kind of make it more resilient than other people realize?
Yeah, and part of it, as I said, the fact that we have not been growing as much as other states. We have lost industry. We're closing power plants. We're doing a lot of things. So, you know, at its root, data centers are light industry. Michigan knows industry better than any other state in the nation. We're well equipped to deal with this. We have, you know, we don't want to put them next to a residential area,
right,
but we have lots of industrial parks, a lot of places we could put these data centers. The fact that we have lost industry means that the power plants have excess capacity. They don't need to build more power plants, at least in the short term, to deal with the data centers that are coming in. We're surrounded by water. It depends on the facility. They have what they call open circulation, where they're just drawing water and it's cooling it, and then most of it evaporates, but some of it goes right back into the water system. They have closed loop that's like a radiator that the water just circulates, and that doesn't draw much water at all. We can certainly deal with that here in Michigan. And the noise issue, again, it's like, let's be careful where we put them, but this is Michigan. We deal with industry, whether that's a auto supplier or a some sort of stamping plant, whatever. We have industry in Michigan. We're good at this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what gets lost in the fray is it's something new coming in. And so that, I think, is what puts people a little bit on ice, and they're slipping around on whether or not this is something they think is a good thing or not. But at the end of the day, it's the local municipalities that are going to have the biggest trade-offs here. And I think that was one of the things that I took most out of this report is, yes, there's going to be a tax revenue benefit for these communities, but then you are going to have to deal with zoning concern. There is going to be infrastructure demands that these facilities are going to bring along with it. And how big of a direct employment benefit will there actually be? So there's pluses and minuses to this for local governments,
right,
at least.
Yeah, This is kind of the paradigm shift that we're still trying to wrap our arms around. Usually when we talk about this sort of economic development is what are we giving up and what are we getting in return? And usually in return, it's a lot of employment. People working on the line, putting in the 8-hour day, putting their kids through school and everything. Data centers are capital intensive. They're not labor intensive. At best in these hyperscale facilities, 100, give or take, depends on the facility. That's long-term employment. It's good paying jobs, not great paying jobs, good paying jobs. So it's really about investment in the community. Michigan's, you know, we're not growing a lot, so let's be careful what we're turning away here. We need people to invest in Michigan. Mm-hmm. We need it, that type of investment. When we look at the Saline Park, it's going to affect Saline Township, obviously, but Washtenaw County, the school system, the park system, a lot of local governments will benefit. They just announced the one in Van Buren Township that's going to help all of Wayne County. It's going to help the Wayne Risa School District. It's going to help a lot of communities grow the tax base. We need to grow the tax base to provide services, to provide quality of life for our residents.
Well, and yeah, there's a lot more we could get to on this. It's a really excellent report. I would urge people to check it out. Eric Lufer, the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, thank you for your time. Thanks for putting this together. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and if people want to look for it, we're at crcmich.org, crcmich.org.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Yeah, I think he's right, too. You know, you get that employment benefit mm-hmm. right up front of these, as these things are constructed. Mm-hmm. And on the back end, not so much. But then is Michigan a bigger destination for other development, for other jobs that could come in as a result of this?
And I think the real challenge here is not really infrastructure capacity. It's really public trust and communication.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
We got a sweet deal coming up on the other side. And, boy, is it a good one. We'll tell you about it. Coming up, it's JR Morning.